Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Charles James Kirk, known affectionately as Charlie, founder and CEO of Turning Point USA, a royal ambassador for Christ, invaded Satan's darkest strongholds in America, rescuing young minds from the grip of satanic deceit. Was gunned down Wednesday afternoon while conducting a Prove Me Wrong event on the campus of Utah Valley University as part of his American Comeback Tour. The suspected murderer is in custody and charges are being prepared. We got him, Utah's governor announced the arrest of Charlie's suspected killer. Why did God let Charlie die? Answer to follow. Now, this topic might take up the entire show, I expect it will. So, I want to do a touch-and-go on other important news. Masks hurt our children during the COVID attack. And here's a video of devils forcing toddlers to wear masks. Watch this child bravely fight to breathe as a misguided caregiver forces a mask over his face. Now, if you want a thorough examination of the science of masking, get my book, Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the Mask Controversy. You have to use that much of the title to get to it because there are so many other products out there under Let My People Breathe. So Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy. And you can find that book wherever you buy your books. Disney hasn't learned. You know, there's an opening for a major theme park to rival Disney, Mr. Elon Musk and some of you others. Disney's name has become fully identified with the LGBTQ plus whatever woke antichrist ideology. A smart entrepreneur can take advantage of this. Here you go. Some family paid for their children to spend time with a Disney princess. You know what they got? They got this dude in a mustache dressed as, well, I guess it's Snow White. Take a look at it here, my notes. And I have a question. When are Christians going to make the great sacrifice for their faith and turn their backs on Disney once and for all? Disney needs a Cracker Barrel moment. Hand it to them. Well, 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 the Senate loosens rule to speed confirmation of some Trump nominees. Now, this allows all but cabinet picks, SCOTUS nominations, or lifetime judiciary appointments to be confirmed with a simple majority vote of the Senate, and actually they can do it in groups too. Now, that's going to allow most of Trump's administration appointments to be approved. Let's get Soros. Trump announced intention to investigate Soros on RICO charges. When he was asked about the radicals on the right, you know, what about them? I didn't get Trump's answer, so let me give you mine. Name a right-wing radical group that has initiated riots that resulted in destruction of property and loss of life. J6, you say? Wrong. Neither the Proud Boys nor any other so-called radical right group organized that event. It was a grassroots event that was turned into a riot by FBI plants. So, name the radical right organization that has initiated any riot or that has perpetrated organized attacks on communities or businesses. You know, like that attack on Tesla or the attack on LA retail stores here and in Seattle and Portland and how about grocery store? It's just a bunch of nonsense. The only groups like that are BLM or Antifa and its offshoot Trantifa. It's like this nonsense I hear all the time about mass shooters or school shooters that, you know, conservatives do it too. Really? Name one. Name one Christian conservative that has ever done anything like these monster LGBTQ tranny confused people or BLM, Antifa, and so on. Every time they pull this, challenge them to name the group or the person. And you'll find that it always turns out to be some lunatic on the left doing this stuff. But in the event they actually come up with a name of some Christian conservative or even some generic conservative group, then part two. same treatment. Same treatment for criminals on the right as for criminals on the left. The exact same thing should happen to anyone on the right who assaults anyone, murders anyone, destroys property, or funds groups or persons to do the same. I believe Fauci, for example, should be hanged publicly for his part in crimes against humanity, but I would be outraged against anyone, left or right, who took the matter into their own hands. God appointed the Romans 13 sword for that job. Way to go, Trump. Go get him, Bondi. Get him all. Okay, friends, as we continue mourning the martyrdom of Christian conservative Charlie Kirk, let's address the larger questions. Why did God allow this to happen? What are we learning about the left from all of this? And what really is the answer to violence? It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Charles James Kirk, known affectionately as Charlie, founder and CEO of Turning Point USA, was a royal ambassador for Christ, and I do not doubt he received a royal welcome by his Savior. Charlie invaded Satan's darkest and most fortified stronghold in America, the universities. Did you know that Harvard, Princeton, and Columbia, to name three of many, should have thrown Dartmouth in there and some others anyway, were founded by Christians for the purpose of propagating the gospel of the kingdom? I don't have time to give you a thorough history lesson here on this, but briefly, did you know that Harvard is named after Reverend John Harvard, a Puritan pastor whose interest in the school was to provide training for gospel preachers? Furthermore, did you know that the first 10 presidents of Harvard were preachers? The school emphasized rigorous training, including a requirement of proficiency in the biblical languages of Hebrew and Greek, along with a thorough knowledge of biblical theology from a Protestant Puritan point of view. Jesus likened false doctrine to leaven. He warned against false doctrine shaping religious and political ideology. That's right. He specifically warned against the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees and the leaven of Herod, and he called it their doctrine. And you know, Herod, by the way, was appointed king over Israel by Rome. The governor of Jerusalem was Pilate, also appointed by Rome, who summarized the leaven of Rome doctrine in his statement, "What is truth?" Now, that's germane to my point, so hang on. The false doctrines of religious hypocrisy and the false doctrine of the politics of questioning the very nature of truth mixed together and joined forces to kill Jesus Christ. The same leaven killed Charlie. The one thing the religious Jews and secular rulers could agree on was a rejection of Jesus as the Christ of God, the promised Messiah, which means they all had one thing in common. They hated the Son of God and rejected him as their king. Properly speaking, these religious and political rulers were Antichrist. This leaven was worked into Harvard and the other universities by unreasonable and wicked men and women and destroyed these once venerable and honorable institutions. Now, over a period of time, this leaven of the religious hypocrites and secular fools was fed to our young scholars, poisoning their minds against objective truth and sound reason. I mean, common sense. Virtually every notion that brings forth evil in our land has been injected into the minds of students to the point they ask cynically, "What is truth?" and question the validity of reality itself. They stupidly deny both nature and nature's God. To save time, one case in point we'll have to do. Men cannot become pregnant. Okay, one more. No matter how many times socialism or Marxism is tried, the result will be the same. Now, that's enough said to satisfy any reasonable mind, and you can never say enough to convince an unreasonable and wicked man or woman of anything that resembles and comports with the plain declarations of truth from the scripture. So all of it, woke, BLM, Antifa, climate hoaxers, Russia, collusion promoters, all of it, legacy media liars, election thieves, the doctrines that have destroyed every blue city in America, the religious and political doctrines that have turned the sword God ordained to execute wrath against evildoers away from its ordained purpose and pointed it contrary to that purpose, weaponizing government against the political enemies of the elite, progressive, Harvard, Princeton, you know, Ivy League trained scholars with heads full of mush, as Rush used to say. And all of this was spread into our culture through our social and political institutions by these scholars, the apostate churches and the political institutions, using their spawns, whose minds were captured by lies in the bowels of these corrupted institutions of higher learning. So why do they hate Charlie? Charlie took the gospel light of truth and biblical concepts of justice, and he championed the old American way, representing the original values and beliefs that formed the very foundations and define the original purpose of these institutions. So Satan is losing his grip on the youth to the influence of men like Charlie Kirk, who is unafraid to name the name of Jesus Christ on their campuses, unashamed of the gospel of the kingdom that once rang true and loud throughout the halls of these old schools. Oh, Satan snarls and snorts and howls every time Charlie stepped onto one of his usurped campuses. He knew the sword of the Spirit, the word of truth, was going to hack down his wicked lies and free these young kids from his hold. Jesus warned us to take heed and to beware of this leaven, these doctrines that deny Christ as King, declared by the Bible to be prince over all the kings of the earth right now, that deny Christ as Creator, that deny Jesus conquered Satan on his cross. And by the way, I've got loads of scripture here behind every one of these points. He defeated sin, death, and hell's power, emancipating all mankind from the darkness of Satan's lies and breaking his ability to hold them in his power. All they have to do is confess the truth and walk away from Satan's lies. Jesus vanquished hell when he arose from the dead and demoted Satan from being prince of this world to the prince of the power of the air, and was declared to be the Son of God with power by his resurrection, and then himself declared, quote, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth, end quote. He claimed all of it, friend, not some or most of it, all of it. However, these lies are the present doctrines, the leaven of Harvard and Cambridge, Georgetown and D.C., Columbia and New York, Princeton across the bay there in New Jersey, and Dartmouth over there in, where is he at, New Hampshire? The seat of Satan prepared for him by that woman, which hid her leaven in 3 measures of meal. It's interesting to note, historically, in the mid-1800s, Darwinian evolution was planted first in Harvard, and then in Columbia, and then finally in Dartmouth. And then from there, the whole was leavened. And that is, according to the scripture here, the entire kingdom was leavened. Charlie was threatening Satan's hold on university campuses. He was bold and brilliant. He was rescuing young minds from the grip of satanic deceit. And to stop him, Satan took up one of his Christ is King-hating minions and gunned him down. Wednesday afternoon, while conducting a Prove Me Wrong event on the campus of Utah Valley University as part of his American comeback tour, the suspected murderer is in custody and charges are being prepared. We'll talk about him in the next segment. Why would God allow this to happen? Or another way to put it, if God supernaturally intervened to preserve Trump at Butler, why didn't he intervene to preserve Charlie at UVU? Both were rooftop shooters, after all. Hold on to the break. I'll be right back.
Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule 1 square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. I looked outside to check the flagpole of a nearby continuation school. The flag flew at half-mast. I felt it. My heart has been sunk to half-mast since Wednesday's news. So here's what we know and what we're waiting to find out. Tyler James Robinson, 22, a Utahn, is the young man seen in the pictures that were circulated. The scuttlebutt is that a family member testified that Tyler implied or confessed that he had a role in killing, and it's still hard to say, Charlie Kirk. I heard that a minister encouraged him to speak to his father. His father allegedly testified that Tyler confessed to the killing and agreed to turn himself in. And then another spin on that story is that the father reached out to this friend who is a minister and also a police officer and arranged to have his son surrender. Upon review of recently acquired additional UVU surveillance video from cameras around the campus, Robinson arrived at the campus in a gray Dodge Challenger at about 8:29 in the morning on September 10. He was wearing a maroon t-shirt, light-colored shorts, a black hat with a white logo on it, and light-colored shoes. When investigators encountered him on September 12, he was wearing very similar attire. A family member reported that Tyler had become political in recent years, and during a dinner before September 10, that he had mentioned Kirk was coming to the university. That struck up a conversation, and they talked about why they didn't like Kirk and the viewpoints that he had and so on. The family member mentioned that Kirk was, quote, full of hate and spreading hate, end quote. Yeah. This family member also confirmed that Tyler drove a gray Dodge Challenger. They interviewed a roommate of Tyler's who mentioned that he had posted on a platform called Discord. That social media platform has had some issues with aggressive hate speech and inappropriate content, but I think that could probably be said of all the platforms. On Discord, Tyler posted that he needed to retrieve a rifle he had left in a bush. He spoke of visually watching the area where the rifle was left and mentioned he had left the rifle there wrapped in a towel. He also posted about inscribing or engraving messages on the bullet casings. Tyler mentioned that he had changed outfits from the clothes he wore to the campus that day to what he was seen wearing in the videos of the suspect on the roof there and so on. And then he changed back into those clothes that he wore when he arrived on campus. Investigators found the bolt-action rifle wrapped in a towel, just as Tyler described. Among other things, some that make no sense until Tyler explains it, perhaps, but one of the inscriptions on the casings was, notices bulges, OWO, what's this? That was inscribed on the only empty casing found with the rifle, and it might have been then the casing for the bullet that killed Charlie. What he inscribed on the other three unfired bullet casings was as follows. One read, O Bella Chow, which is roughly goodbye, oh beautiful one, goodbye, goodbye, beautiful, or something like that, or beautiful, goodbye, goodbye, that kind of thing. Bella is beautiful and Chow is goodbye. Another read, you are gay, LMAO, all in caps. And that's used to express the idea of I'm laughing my, let's just say, derriere off. The most troubling one, however, was, hey, fascist, catch. This is accompanied by an up arrow, followed by a right arrow, followed by three down arrows. And I guess you can sort of figure out what that means. Standing, falling over, and then going down into the grave. I just checked and charges have been announced. Robinson has been charged with aggravated murder, discharge of a firearm causing serious bodily injury, and obstruction of justice. He's being held without bail, but that's not the sort of no bail nonsense of yesterday's administration. He's locked up. We expect formal charges to be announced or released early next week. The aggravated murder charge carries the possibility of the death penalty. Charlie Kirk is a champion. Did he die by political assassination or did he die a martyr? Well, the answer is both. All such murders of a believer for speaking the truth is about martyrdom and also a political assassination. Jesus was a martyr. His crucifixion was a political execution and he was a sacrifice. Jesus was preparing his disciples for his crucifixion when he gave them the parable of the corn of wheat. And here is this parable and the context in which he spoke it to his disciples. the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now this parable has a general application to all of us. It is a universal truth. Jesus identifies his followers as wheat. He also said that some bring forth a hundredfold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Jesus was cut down in his 30s, interestingly enough, and wow, did that corn of wheat bring forth a lot of fruit or what? Charlie Kirk was cut down in his 30s, and that corn of wheat is going to and is already bringing forth far more fruit out of his death than he could probably ever have imagined in his life. That might not bring a lot of comfort to his widow or his precious sweet children or to his close friends. But I know that all who deeply love Charlie, and certainly his believing wife, can hear her shepherd speak to her in her grief what he told Martha and Mary. Quote, "He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. She will see," quote, "the glory of God," end quote, "and her children will know their father died, that many might believe the truth which he loved, and that we will all be united again." A corn of wheat fell to the earth Wednesday and died. And now we will watch the miracle of God unfold in the bringing forth of much fruit from that sacrifice. Already we see what God is doing with this, and I can't go into it in greater detail. Now I'll speak to it more Saturday night during Brain Massage Live, but Charlie Kirk's message has gone worldwide. Many souls are being turned to righteousness. Turning Point USA will not only continue, it'll continue stronger than ever. God will raise up thousands of voices for the truth on campuses of hell's strongholds, and the gates of hell will not prevail against the truth of God's word in his church. These gates will fall beneath the assault of the truth and the true church that supports it as its pillar and ground. I pray God will turn Charlie Kirk's movement into the harbinger of revival. This would not be the first time revival in America began on a campus of one of America's universities. Now, regarding the answer to the issue of violence, there will be violence so long as the spirit of Antichrist continues to operate in this world. Yeah, the Apostle John announced that the spirit of Antichrist had already entered into the world during his day. Paul explained that this spirit of Antichrist is the spirit of Satan working in this world in and through the children of disobedience. Paul also explained that the spirit of Jesus Christ is present in the world, working in and through the children of obedience, restraining the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you must obey the gospel to have the spirit of Christ in you and to deliver you from the spirit of Antichrist. The gospel commands all men everywhere to repent and to believe on Jesus Christ, confessing he is Lord, believing he arose from the dead, and calling on his name to save you. Now, those who obey the gospel command to repent and believe on Jesus Christ receive the spirit of Jesus Christ into their hearts and into their lives. And those who do not or who refuse to obey the gospel, they are under the influence and power of the spirit of Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist takes the kingdom by violence and by force. That's what the Bible says. Violence will not be removed by eliminating guns or knives or forks or spears, or sticks, or rocks. Get the message? Get the point? So long as they hate Christ and reject him as king, they'll not have the kingdom peace. They will continue hating us, and they will want to kill us. The only thing to do until Jesus returns is to obey what he told us to do. Follow his instructions. He told us to get a sword for self-defense. That's right. That's what the Bible says. That would be in our day a gun. And he appointed the sword of civil justice to execute wrath upon those who do evil. Look, the only reason those children of disobedience want us to give up our guns is so they can kill us, so they can take the kingdom by force at their will. They are under the influence of the spirit of violence. Just pay attention to where the violence is coming from. Open your eyes. Use your common sense. Listen to them howl and gnash their teeth against people like Charlie Kirk. Look what's going on right now. You don't even want to give up your guns to these people. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. You can email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button and send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. That's 1-805-314-2114. And if you want me to return your call, please let me know. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church. And by the way, those of you who know evangelist Paul Abbott, he'll be with us Sunday through Wednesday this week. Sunday, all of our regular services at the regular time, and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 p.m. Come on out and see him. God bless you, my dear friends.
Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Masks don't protect against viral infection. In fact, they make matters worse, and they signal surrender of your bodily autonomy to the government. If you insist on wearing one, make sure it's white, because you're raising the white flag of surrender to oppression. Does the Bible support a government mask mandate? Government did not create our body, and it does not have the authority to regulate our right to breathe. They say follow the science, but scientists disagree about public masking. The Bible speaks of science falsely so-called. We should indeed follow true science. This book examines mask mandates from science and the Bible. 964 scientific articles examined. Zero support for masks. And scriptures make it clear. Government authority is limited. It doesn't have the right to interfere with our natural right to decide medical interventions or inalienable rights God has endowed to every human being. Science says the masks don't work. The scripture says government has no authority to interfere with your right to breathe. Let my people breathe. Unmasking the mask controversy with Science and the Scripture is also available at BarnesandNoble.com, Walmart.com, Amazon, and elsewhere. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.